This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to the Mom Room Podcast. My name is Renee Rina, and I am definitely the mom friend you have always wanted. I am recording this from the comfort of my living room. It is Friday morning, I guess. It's 11:30. I am sitting on the couch with my two dogs, and I just put up an Instagram story, asking you guys to DM me if you have any funny or, you know, irritating tales about your toddlers and toys. This is a completely random subject. We had a little bit of a meltdown last night after bath time, and I woke up this morning and I was like, well, there you go. There's a perfect topic for this week's solo podcast episode. I mean, it's nothing groundbreaking, but I'm sure it's something that we all struggle with and go through with our lovely little toddlers. I'll get into what happened last night a little bit later, but right now I just want to talk a little bit about how we as parents work so hard to find toys or objects that our children are going to love and be excited about, and then we find out real quick that that bites us in the ass. I would say one of the very first toys that Milo was super into were the Little People by Fisher-Price. So it's like little figurines that, you know, can easily fit in a toddler's hand. He would carry them around everywhere. It was crazy. And because they were, well, I thought they were waterproof. It turns out that they're not. I thought this toy is perfect because we had a whole bunch of them, even though he really preferred the Toy Story Little People, especially Buzz. Like, he was obsessed. He carried that Buzz Lightyear around everywhere. He went in the bath with him, and the only time we would take it away was at nighttime because I was so fearful that he would drop him on the floor out of his crib and lose his mind. So we hid him usually before bed when he would have his bottle. We would like shove him under like one of the pillows on the bed, or like shove him in between the headboard and the mattress, and then he would go to bed without Buzz. But the first thing he wanted in the morning was Buzz friggin' Lightyear. And, you know, at first it was really cute. Like, he would light up when he saw Buzz Lightyear. You know, I would say, oh, you want to go upstairs and get Buzz? And he would get all excited, and I would carry him upstairs and we would go find him. But then I started to panic when I realized, like, imagine we lost Buzz Lightyear. Like, it's a pretty small toy, the Little People. That's why they're called Little People. And I was like, God forbid we lose Buzz Lightyear. It would break Milo's heart. And, you know, what would he do all day? He wouldn't have his favorite toy. Now, the amazing thing about the Little People toys were that they could go anywhere. So, you know, he would put them in his food. He would take them outside and put them in his water table. He would put them in the sandbox, like in the pool. Like, he would bring them everywhere, in the bath with him. And it wasn't a big deal because you could just clean them off and then dry them and it's fine. One thing that was a huge hit during quarantine was we would take his Little People and Buzz Lightyear outside and he would play with them in the sandbox or, you know, in the rocks in the front yard, and they would get all dirty. And then we would come inside and I would give him a little Tupperware container of soapy water and he would sit there on the floor and give them a little bath. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. But yes, once I realized, holy crap, he could lose Buzz Lightyear, I started to panic, like actual nightmares about losing Buzz Lightyear and what that would do to our happy home. So one day when my husband got home from work, I got in the car, I went to Toys R Us, and I got a new pack of the Toy Story Little People. And because I'm dumb, I opened it and I gave him all the brand new Little People. Like, the whole gang was there. Bo Peep, Woody, Buzz, yada, yada, yada. So now he had all these Little People to play with, and I wasn't as concerned about him losing Buzz because I knew that we had two of them now. So fast forward a couple weeks, he's still loving the Little People. He had kind of moved on to Woody. Like, he was turning into more of a Woody fan than Buzz, I would say. And so someone on Instagram actually sent me a direct message, and the little people were on Amazon and they were on sale. So we ordered two boxes strictly as backup. We weren't going to open the boxes. We were just going to put them somewhere safe so that in the event that he lost his little people or Woody or Buzz, we would have backups. Now, if you have more than one child or you're already out of the toddler stage, you're probably thinking, you silly little goose, why would you expect that your child is going to be obsessed with the same toys long term? And I can't even blame Milo, because what happened was I went to Walmart one day to get, you know, random Walmart shit. And I saw these stuffed, really big, like the Woody and the Buzz, they're almost the same size as Milo. Like they're big. I want to call them stuffed animals, but obviously they're not stuffed animals because they're not animals, but you know what I mean. They're like stuffed dolls, let's say, of Woody and Buzz. And I could not resist buying them, obviously, because I have a problem. So I bought those, brought them home, and he was instantly in love with these dolls. I remember that day we went to go visit my friend and her daughter, who's also a toddler, and he wouldn't let go of them. Like he had them in his arms, like clutched, holding them tight the whole day. And that continued forever. He slept with them. He loved them. So again, yay, this is great. My son is excited about his toys. He loves these toys. He's so happy with these toys. Like it makes you feel good as a parent. But also now I was like, okay, we bought all these little people for nothing. And truth be told, those boxes of little people are still in our front closet and have yet to be opened because he doesn't give a shit about the little people anymore. So it's like, okay, well, you know, we wasted a little bit of money on these toys. That's okay. Not a big deal. He's moved on to other toys. That's totally fine. Except it wasn't fine because Milo wants to take his precious toys in the bathtub with him. When we go to the beach, he wants to take them in the water, which, you know, you think, okay, big deal. He wants to get them wet. That's not a big deal. Normally I wouldn't care about this, but it's the fact that after the bath is finished, or, you know, when we get out of the water at the beach and we're driving home, he still wants to be holding the soaking wet toy. Or if it's after bath time, he wants to hold them while he has his bottle and relaxes and snuggles, and then he wants to take him to bed. And it's very hard to distract him into, you know, wanting another toy or being excited about another toy so that he forgets about the soaking wet Woody or Buzz. Like, he is fixated on them. So it's not as simple as just, you know, distracting him or giving him his bottle or his soother. It's not that simple. So what we started to do was hide Woody or Buzz before bath time under the pillow on our bed so that he wouldn't see him as he was going to get into the bathtub. And then we could surprise him after bath time with it and he'd be all happy. And it's like, yay, 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 big happy family. I'm going to go to bed now and be a good boy. This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know I have been very intentional with what we've been eating lately. I'm looking at protein, I'm looking at sugar content, and avoiding things like artificial ingredients or colorings. Milo used to always want pancakes or waffles in the mornings, and now he is getting into cereal, and I'm so excited because Magic Spoon is the perfect option. Their variety pack has 4 flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. They have 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 to 5 grams of carbs per serving. They're made with wholesome ingredients, no artificial flavors or dyes, and I'm just so happy that he's getting a good amount of protein before he goes off to school. And it's a great snack for me and my husband too, because 13 to 14 grams of protein in the cereal, now you add a high protein milk, you're set. That is such a high protein snack or meal. I should also mention that it is gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. So go to magicspoon.com/momroom to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code MOMROOM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So try a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon cereal today at magicspoon.com/momroom and use the code MOMROOM to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. I'm just going to be honest here. As a busy parent, it's important to keep your life simple and convenient, especially at mealtimes. Nobody ever told me how stressful mealtimes can be. Little Spoon is one way to help you do just that. Little Spoon delivers fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kiddo will love at every eating stage they are in. Their goal is simple. It's to keep your kid healthy, but also to make it the easiest part of your day so that you can cut through all the drama of mealtime without compromise. Little Spoon's baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. Their biteables are transition to table early finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding with healthy, balanced foods that are free of artificial junk. Little Spoon's plates are for toddlers and big kids. They taste amazing, and even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. Little Spoon also offers smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. Did I mention it gets delivered right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. You can check out the menu and change up what you order every single time. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, your kids will love it. It's a huge win-win for your family. So simplify your kiddo's mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. Now, there were some days where we fucked up and he would have Woody or Buzz right before bath time and we weren't able to, you know, distract him and take it away and hide him under the pillow. So we did have a backup toy. A long time ago when Milo was a baby, before he was even obsessed with Toy Story and was Woody and Buzz, we bought him this smaller stuffed Woody doll. And he never really paid much attention to it. It just kind of like sat in the car or the stroller or in the diaper bag. One day when I realized that we had this smaller Woody doll, I thought to myself, this might be a good distractor toy when he wants to bring the bigger Woody or Buzz in the bathtub. We can show him this small Woody doll. And because he hasn't been playing with it all day, he doesn't really know that we have it because he never cared about it. It's going to be exciting. So for a while, that was working beautifully because we would distract him. He could take the small Woody doll into the bathtub. It wasn't a big deal. And then when we tried to take him out of the bath and he wanted to bring the wet, small Woody doll with him, we would bust out the bigger, dry Woody doll and that would distract him and he would be totally fine. He would just forget about the small, wet Woody doll that he initially started his tantrum over. So yes, that method was working quite well until last night when he decided that the wet, small Woody doll was more important than the dry, big Woody doll. So that really fucked us up last night. I just want to pause here for a moment and say that it's not lost on me that I'm saying wet Woody and big Woody a lot in this episode. Just so you guys know, I am aware of that. But get your minds out of the gutter. Anyways, back to the story. So when this happened last night, it was the most epic tantrum I have ever seen in my life. And I'm not going to lie, I was like shooketh to my core. And I didn't know if I should be upset, if I should just stay super calm, if I should laugh. Like, it was out of control. And he was so upset that I really felt bad for him because I know he wanted that little Woody doll so bad and to like hold him and have his bottle and cuddle him and take him to bed. But he couldn't. He was soaking wet. And it broke my heart that we just couldn't solve his problem and make him happy. He was distraught. He was kicking, screaming, throwing himself backwards. We tried to give him a bottle, tried to give him his soother, tried to give him the big Woody doll. Like, he was just throwing everything. It was awful. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, this is temporary. He never has a tantrum for more than 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is. But it seemed like it was going on forever. And I started to get nervous. Oh my God, what if he doesn't stop? But of course, he's going to stop. But you always panic thinking, like, how long is this going to last? Last night's tantrum was way longer than usual, and usually we're pretty good at distracting him out of a tantrum, so it doesn't usually last long, but this kept going on, and my husband and I were just sitting there, rubbing his back, trying to calm him down. Like, we never raise our voice, we never get worked up, because he's just gonna feed off of our energy as well, so we try to remain as calm as possible and comfort him as opposed to getting angry or frustrated with him. And I always put myself in his shoes. Like, he doesn't have the tools to be able to understand that he can't have his little Woody doll right now because he brought him in the bathtub and he's soaking wet. He doesn't understand that. So he is literally like, what the fuck is going on? Why can't I have my little Woody doll? I had him and then you took him away from me. And knowing how upset that makes him breaks my heart. But I mean, in the end, there's not much we could do unless we threw him in the dryer and waited 2 hours for him to dry. But I mean, by that time, his tantrum would be over and he would have forgotten about it anyways. So we just have to kind of get through the tantrum and make some kind of plan moving forward so that this doesn't happen again. Anyways, that friggin' Woody doll is still up in the bathtub soaking wet, so I'm gonna have to wring him out, dry him, and hide him somewhere because he's still a good guy to have around when we leave the house. For example, Milo carried him all through the aquarium when we went a couple weekends ago, and it was great because his bigger stuffed Woody doll is too big to carry around in public. So I'm gonna keep this guy around, but we're definitely gonna hide him, and we just need to be better prepared for bath time. But obviously stuff like this is gonna happen all the time, and I think the most important thing is just to remain calm and wait it out. It's temporary, and they're just not able to regulate their emotions like adults can. Well, most adults, let's be honest. So my advice for tantrums in those situations are to acknowledge why they're so upset. They're upset for a reason. And instead of feeding off of their tantrum and having our own negative emotions and reactions, I would say remain as calm as possible and just wait it out. But after having Milo, I quickly realized that, you know, once he got to the toddler stage, it was pretty obvious that any time something brings joy or excitement to a child, it's going to end with them being upset for some reason, you know, because you have to leave the aquarium, or, you know, you have to take away their soother, or you can't bring the fucking wet Woody doll to bed. It's like they're happy, 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 and then boom. Pissed. You take your child to the park because they love the park. They love going down the slide and having fun. And you're there for like 45 minutes to an hour. So, okay, it's time to leave. We have to go have lunch. And it's like, fun's over. I'm gonna rage if you don't give me something that's funner than the park right now. All right, it is now Monday, and I usually like to record these solo episodes on two different days because, you know, the first day I'm saying what I'm saying, but then over the next few days I think about other things that I want to say. So yesterday I was shopping for Milo's birthday party decor, and originally we were going to do a Toy Story birthday party because, duh, he's obsessed with Toy Story. Makes sense. Sorry if you hear my dogs tap dancing or sneezing or whatever the hell they're doing behind me right now. Anyways, Toy Story birthday, let's do it. And, you know, everyone on Instagram was messaging me saying, have you heard of 2 Infinity and Beyond? Like 2 TWO, and Milo's turning 2. So I was like, that's perfect. And then my husband and I were thinking about it, and we were like, should we maybe do a Sesame Street birthday party? Because if we buy all this, you know, decor that's Toy Story related, is he gonna, you know, want to take a bath with a Woody balloon and then sleep with it? Or, you know, take cardboard cutouts of Buzz Lightyear into the bathtub with him? Like, we just kind of thought, oh, for Christ's sakes. I apologize. We just thought having all this extra Toy Story stuff in the house might be a huge headache for us. Excuse me, I'm going to kill my dog. Just kidding. Dogs can literally be more work than children sometimes, and that's another podcast for another day. But anyways, so we debated, you know, Sesame Street or Toy Story. So I had inspiration photos for both kinds of parties, and I went to the party store and Dollarama and, you know, where you buy all your party stuff. And I much preferred the Toy Story stuff to the Sesame Street stuff. So we just kind of decided, fuck it, we're doing a Toy Story birthday party. And if we end up suffering, oh well, at least Milo will be excited about all this stuff. And I remember talking to my friend about, you know, the Toy Story versus Sesame Street party. And I was like, it is hilarious that I'm even having to think about this beforehand. Like, he loves Toy Story. Obviously, that's the first option that we would think of when we think about, you know, what theme do we want his party to be? Like, that's obvious. He's obsessed. But like, do you really want to bring all this Toy Story stuff into the house? Because you've seen what can happen. It's not pretty. And it was so funny. Yesterday, I decided to put out invitations just to like my parents, my husband's parents. Like, it's a very tiny party. And really, the invitations are just for myself. Like, I feel better about myself as a mom if I have party invitations. And that's not just for like my child's party. I mean, any party that I do, like, I want real invitations going in the mail. That's just like my own issues that I have. So I bought invitations. As I'm making the invitations, they have Buzz Lightyear on the front, and they came with stickers to put on the envelope. And of course, he saw what I was doing, saw the stickers, and wanted the stickers, so I had extra, so I was putting some on his hand, and he loved it, he was having fun, but then it turned into not fun anymore, just like everything else. You know, he was sticking the sticker on the invitation, on the floor, on his hand, and eventually it stopped sticking, and the sticker folded and was like stuck together. And he's whining and trying to grab at the other ones. And like, I was just like, well, here we go. Like, we can't even get through the goddamn invitations. And this is just kind of like foreshadowing what the party is going to be like. So yeah, really looking forward to that. And it's time to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. Thank you, Claritin. Guys, I am starting to come to terms with the fact that I do suffer from allergies. I used to think, oh, I just have really bad sinuses. No, you have allergies. So let's talk a little bit about my symptoms. I wake up with not a stuffed nose, but like I have to blow my nose constantly. So it's like it's producing mucus and I have to keep blowing my nose. It's all itchy. The palate, like the roof of my mouth is itchy in the mornings and I'm trying to like scratch it with my tongue. It's really irritating. And the insides of my ears get itchy. It's one thing to have those symptoms when I'm just hanging out at home. But for example, yesterday I was at book club and my nose kept getting so tingly and itchy and I kept having to go to the bathroom to blow my nose. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you're ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. And then I was also thinking about, you know, other Buzz and Woody toys that we've had and how they've kind of, you know, gone to shit. And one time, a few weeks ago, my mom came to visit, and on her way here, she stopped at a Winners, which, if you're in the States or somewhere else, it's kind of like a Marshalls or like a Home Goods. Like, they have a bunch of random stuff. So she found these Woody and Buzz toys that were kind of like action figures, and they were about the size of a ruler, let's say, and they could move. Like, their arms and their elbows moved, their knees, like you could bend them into all different shapes. I have a picture of the Woody one on my Instagram profile because that was the first photo that Milo ever took with my phone, was of that Woody toy. But yeah, he enjoyed them and he was so excited for about 5-10 minutes, and then it just turned weird. He was loving them. He was playing with them nonstop. He wouldn't let them go, and he was moving their arms and their legs and, you know, like a toddler would do with any toy. But all of a sudden he would bring them to, you know, either myself or my mom, and he would be whining, like incessantly whining. And we couldn't figure out what he was upset about. Like, did you move his arm or his legs a certain way? It's like he didn't like when their parts moved and they were in a different shape. But we couldn't help that. Like, that's the kind of toy that they are. So when he'd bring them to us whining, we would try and straighten them out and make them look, you know, like they normally would look, and give them back to him, and he'd be happy for like 2 minutes, and then the same thing would happen over and over. And it just, like, the level of whining just started to get more and more intense, and we were like, Jesus Christ, we got to get rid of these toys. So for the next like half hour, 45 minutes, he was playing with the toys, whining, like back and forth, and we were trying to like devise a plan to, you know, capture these toys and hide them without him noticing. And the first one to go was Buzz. I got Buzz when he wasn't looking, and I threw him in the cupboard that's above the fridge, and honest to God, he's still there today. And Woody was a little more difficult because he, you know, had like a death grip on Woody and wouldn't let him go. Eventually, I think he dropped him, and like my mom distracted him, and my husband picked up Woody and like threw it in his pocket, but his fucking hat was still on the ground, and we were like, oh my God, he's gonna see his hat and he's gonna know, like, where the hell is Woody? Like, this is his goddamn hat. So I took Woody from my husband and I ran to the front of the house, and in the front closet, I just like threw him up where like we keep the winter like mittens and hats and stuff. And he's still there. I'm going to story about them on my Instagram, and so you guys can see that they're literally still there. And he saw his hat on the ground, and he had, you know, a full-blown meltdown. Like, he knew that we had taken them away. But luckily, eventually he calmed down, and we never brought those toys back out again because, like, holy shit, what? I don't even know what it is about these toys that makes him so upset. Like, he simultaneously loves these toys, but they make him so upset, and I don't know why. The struggles, man. So on Instagram a few days ago, I asked you guys if you had any, you know, toys and tantrum kind of stories for me, and I got a few that were pretty funny. And by funny, I mean like funny for us as listeners, but not so much funny for the parents. So one person says her son is obsessed with a white, and then in parentheses it says WTF, handmade wool blanket that someone made for him. And the real kicker is that it can't go in the dryer, which things that can't go in the dryer should not exist for kids, because if you wash it, like, you need it to be available now, like yesterday. We can't wait for it to air dry. So the problem with this white blanket is, you know, my sister was obsessed with a little blankie when she was a baby, and it literally, they don't let go of it. So obviously it gets disgustingly dirty or wet if they play with it outside or they want to take it in the bath. Like, same with the Buzz and Woody dolls, right? So now if you have to wash it, and you can't put it in the dryer, you're waiting for it to dry. Well, that's not going to fly with a kid who wants his goddamn blankie. So this person says that her son has gone to bed with the blanket wet from being in the washing machine. And I mean, hey, like I would do the same thing. Honestly, if it was, you know, Milo's going to go to sleep with a wet blanket or not sleep, then he's going to be sleeping with a wet blanket. This next story I can seriously relate to because it's similar to us with the little people, except it was easy for us to find the little people. But this mom says her daughter at 1.5 years old became obsessed with a random baby doll they got from Winners. And that's the worst when it's just like a random toy because it's not easy to just pick up another one because you have to find it. So everyone was like, if she's this obsessed with the doll, you need to get a second one just in case she forgets it somewhere or it gets ruined. So she sent her entire family to search every Winners, which again is that kind of like Home Goods or Marshall's store, in the GTA to find the exact same doll, same outfit, everything. And finally, someone who is her mom's coworker found the exact same doll in the US and had it shipped to her here in Canada. So like that's commitment to finding the same toy. Again, like as parents, we're crazy and we just want our kids to be happy. It's so funny. So she says now her daughter's 2 years old. So fast forward 6 months later, and she could care less where the doll is. And she literally has, like, her message to me is, and she, period, could, period, care, period, less, period, where, period, this, period, stupid, period, doll, period, is. And she would rather carry around some goddamn measuring tape. Oh, I love it. Exactly. She knew that you got a second one, and then she was like, fuck this, I'm moving on. And then, so another mom messaged me and she also sent a video along with her message. And unfortunately, this is a podcast and I can't show you the video, but I might post it on my Instagram if she lets me. I'm going to ask her. So her mom bought her daughter this toy and it's like a stuffed dog. But when you press a button on the dog, its face turns from like super happy cuddly to like this evil, like vicious dog, and her daughter was obsessed with it. It's so funny. I was laughing so hard last night watching the video and my husband was like, what the hell are you doing? And I was like, it's too long of a story to explain. But yeah, so this dog toy her daughter wanted with her all the time. So when they were out in public, her daughter would whine for her to make the dog's face turn from like super happy cuddly to like this vicious like psycho dog. And obviously she was saying people would give her the weirdest looks, like, why is your daughter even playing with this toy? Oh my god, it makes me laugh. So yeah, this is parenting. I was just at my friend Kathy's house yesterday and we were talking about, you know, the topic of this podcast episode, and her daughter is May, June, July, August, like 15, 16 months. Anyways, she was saying that she hasn't yet become, you know, obsessed or, you know, attached to any certain toy. And I was like, oh, it's coming. It's coming. So get ready for that. Oh, anyways, this was a fun podcast episode to just kind of chat about stupid shit. Chatting with myself nonetheless. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. On Thursday's episode, it is the sleep episode that everyone has been waiting for. I talked to Baby's Best Sleep creator, Amanda Jusen. So definitely tune in to that. I just launched my mom gang, which is through Patreon, and you can find it by going to patreon.com/themomroom. Alternatively, you can find it on the links that are on my Instagram and TikTok profile. It's basically going to be a mom community where you get exclusive podcast episodes. I'm going to do solo episodes, but I'm also going to do episodes talking to you guys, members of the community. It's going to have its own private Instagram account where we do Instagram live chats. I can see your DMs and they won't get lost amongst, you know, hundreds of other DMs. It is all starting on September 1st, so be sure to sign up now. You can also sign up afterwards. It's not a big deal if you missed, you know, the September 1st starting time. But yeah, super excited about that. Obviously, you can follow me at the.mom.room on Instagram and on TikTok, and my blog or website is reneerina.com. Did you know I have a book club? It's at the.mom.room.bookclub. Check that out. September's book is Mom Truths by Kat and Nat, so that should be fun. Yeah, thanks again for listening, and I really hope your children sleep tonight.